Dr. Flockter. Dr. Flockter had been in the rainforest for weeks. He was searching for animals that no one had ever seen before. So far, Dr. Flockter hadn't found anything new at all. Dr. Flockter had watched a spider snatch a bird from its nest. He had seen a scorpion attack a rainforest rat. But these animals had lived on Earth long before dinosaurs. They weren't new. Dr. Flockter was hot. He sat down on a log and watched the clouds. They seemed to float like ghosts between the trees. Suddenly, Dr. Flockter felt the log moving. He heard a humming noise. The log began to shake back and forth, faster and faster. Something was stirring in the log. Something huge. Dr. Flockter leapt off the log. Then, he saw the ants. They were coming out of the log. There were thousands of them, moving like a huge brown river. Dr. Flockter knew they were army ants. They would eat anything. He could see their giant pincers. They were coming straight for Dr. Flockter. Dr. Flockter began to run. It was not easy to run in the rainforest. He stumbled on the tree roots.
The leaves.
He pushed back the branches. The ants were coming closer, and Dr. Flockter was getting tired. He felt a sting on his leg, like the prick of a hot needle. Dr. Flockter knew if one army ant had reached him, the others would too. Thousands of them would be swarming all over him. They would be stinging him with red-hot needles. They would be eating his flesh. He would be left as a skeleton in the rainforest. Dr. Flockter had to think fast. Dr. Flockter ran towards the river. The river was the only way he could escape from the ants. He reached the edge. Then he stopped. Piranhas! They were the most dangerous animals in the whole rainforest. This river was their home. Then Dr. Flockter saw an island in the middle of the river and a vine hanging from a tree. Dr. Flockter grabbed the vine and swung out over the river. He landed on the small island. He was safe for now. Then Dr. Flockter noticed an animal he had never seen before. It was a strange-looking toad. It was dark blue with bright purple patches. The patches were glowing like lights all over its body. Dr. Flockter smiled, a long, slow smile. It had been a very scary escape from the army ants, but it had been worth it. At last, he had discovered something new, something that had never been seen by anyone before. Dr. Flockter sat down on a log. He would worry about how he was going to get off the island later. Right now, he would watch the toad.